Welcome to you, me, them, everybody, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I'm not used to being in such a nice establishment. I added a syllable for no reason. Oh, man. Every time I come to Baltimore, I make fun of Baltimore. That's very dumb. I live in Washington, D.C. That is very dumb. I work for this company called the Huffington Post, and I'm probably going to lose my job very soon. Ooh, it's exciting. I like good things. I have very, very good taste. I don't have that much talent. That's why I'm the host of the show and not the talent on the show. One of the first things I did at my job was I got to interview one of my idols, and his name is David Lynch. And that's one of the reasons why every time I come here, I'm incredibly comforted and freaked out that I'm going to do a poor job and they'll never have me back. But anyways, for my actual job, the one I get paid to do, I'm decent. You know, I have really good taste, like I said again. Just so, such good taste. And I try to interview people that have, like, you know, talent, points of view, you know, worth in life. That's not going well. We're hitting all of our goals. And when I say goals, I mean, like, hits. I work for an internet company. And yesterday, we lost somebody. Oh, we lost somebody due to the whole recession. And that's bullshit. He got fired. Somebody got fired from where I work. And the scary part is we got 4 million page views that day. Our goal for the month is 800,000 page views. And he still got fired. And that's what I've been going through in my mind for the past 24 hours. I'm going to get fired. I'm definitely going to get fired. So if any of you guys run an international corporation that's owned by AOL, I would fucking love to work with you soon, because I'm not going to be able to afford Washington, D.C. rent in like 3 weeks. And the problem is I'm turning into a pretty girl because of this job. This is not what I ever had in mind. My goal in life, my absolute goal in life, is to do things like this. Being in wonderful places in different cities around the country and exposing people to really talented people. Now, I kind of have that opportunity with my 9-to-5 job, but they don't like good stuff. They like celebrity stuff. So what I did this week, the past 8 days, please don't hate me when I say this, I went to 6 inaugural balls. Please don't hate me. I just ate like a king. All I ate was cheese, and all I drank was wine. And just waking up at 5 a.m. every day, just shitting nonstop. That's my job, and I'm complaining about that. What's wrong with me? In theory, I have the best gig in the world. In reality, I'm in fear of my life, and I'm more comforted in a place where I have to drive 90 minutes and stand on a David Lynch stage. That's not right, everybody. So here's the point. For the people listening at home, for the people in the room, I don't care if you actually listen to the show. Please just boost our download numbers, and maybe audible.com or somebody that has a dot thing will put the money into the thing where I don't have to worry about my job. I'm freaking out every day, and this is my one comfortable thing. I haven't seen my therapist in like 4 months. Oh, here's the thing about working at a giant corporation. Fucking health insurance. Like, thank you, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, for ruining America. Now everybody's going to go to see a therapist, but that's not what this show's about. There's an important election on Tuesday, guys. There's an important election, and there's this guy named Mitt Romney, and I think together we're going to take the country back. We have a fantastic show for you tonight. We have so many guests and not a lot of time, but before we go any further, I want to welcome Miss Jen Tisdale to the stage. Jen Tisdale, how are you?
Oh, Brandon. I'm doing a little bit.
Keep talking.
Doing a little bit better. You got to move. Job-wise, the new, not much. I feel like they want to fire me every day, but it's only because I spend all day on Facebook and Twitter. Like, I start my real work at 5 p.m. every day. Okay, do you do this thing where every day you swear that today's going to be the day when I do my job at 9 a.m.? And then it's the day that you do it at 5 p.m. every day? Every day I wake up going, I'm going to be like such a great employee today. And every day I have so many tweets.
Here's the thing. I wake up every day at 7 or 8 a.m.
crying.
Actually do my
shitting.
Job. No, I wake shitting up at 5 a.m. shitting. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. When I'm 5 a.m. shitting, never crying. 5 a.m. vomit, always crying. And all of a sudden there's a thing called God at 5 a.m. when you're crying and drunk.
It's not true. You don't believe in God.
But it's 5:30 a.m. once you're asleep on that wonderful tile floor. It's totally fine. Anyways, the problem with that whole analogy is you're not doing your job, and you still have your job. I'm doing, like, two jobs, and I'm worried.
I bear, like, I barely have. I don't know how.
How long have you been at your job?
7 years.
See, that's.
I fooled, but it's. I don't know. I'm literally not doing anything. I can't believe they haven't noticed. There's only 10 people there. What do they think I'm doing all day? Two of them are friends with me on Facebook, so they see that I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I tag them.
Do you?
Hey, have you seen this article? No, I don't have that filing for you. Like that.
Do you know the title of your job? Like, if you had to hire someone new.
Yeah. It's
what are you supposed to be doing? Do you even know?
No, that's the thing.
7 years.
Isn't that crazy?
It's pretty cool.
It's just like that Brad Pitt film, but different. And seven.
Siriana.
7 years in Tibet. He loves the number seven.
He does, doesn't he?
Well, let's get him on the show.
All right. Speaking of Brad Pitt and film, mm-hmm. Our first guest, that's a beautiful transition. Our first guest is a Baltimore filmmaker. And for the listener at home, Jen was sucking on a cherry. That wasn't a Prince reference. She was literally sucking on a cherry. Ladies and gentlemen, hopefully he knows he's up. Please put your hands together for the very talented Chris. I hope I'm going to fuck your name up. La Martina, everybody. Chris, come to the stage. Hi, Chris.
Chris is an artist, so he came up and just on the stage. He didn't use the stairs. God bless you.
How you guys doing?
I'm good, Chris. Good, how Chris. Are you?
Pretty good. Can I use this mic stand, or do you want me to hold this the whole time?
I don't care as long as you know how to use the mic stand.
He's in a band. He knows how to use
a mic. Oh, you're in a band. I didn't know you were in a band.
Oh, I forgot to tell you he's in a band. We did some research before the show that involved me going, I don't know. Chris has made some movies. One of them's about Abe Lincoln. That's not true, is it? Are you Steven Spielberg? What the fuck just happened? Daniel Day-Lewis is on next. Stick around.
Chris, you're in a band.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Jen hasn't done the show in a while. She forgot. Chris, you're in a band. Mm-hmm. What's the name of your band?
I have two bands. I sing for a fast hardcore band called Charm Offensive, then I play drums in a punk rock band called Pure Junk.
That's code for penis. Like, but a
it's
very,
just like the purest,
but like a clean, healthy penis. So not, it's nothing
cock.
In Baltimore, I think.
No.
Pure Junk.
She made fun of your city. So, Chris, is that why you're not drinking? Because you're in a hardcore band.
Oh, no.
Ooh, actually, no, I just didn't feel like drinking tonight. I got drunk last night.
Good for you. What did you drink last night?
I had four Jack and Diet Cokes.
Chris is trying to lose some weight, you guys.
I don't like the caloric intake of drinking beer.
You are a thin man. Have you ever had a weight problem?
It's bad for my diabetes.
Yes, he has diabetes.
Okay, there's the filmmaker
yes,
part of him.
Yes, it's so exciting. Okay. Here it comes.
Did you get diabetes because you were like 10 and like me and like binge-watched film and like ate horrible things like maraschino cherries by the jug.
They're delicious.
I know they are. And then developed diabetes and then developed a love for film.
I like
film.
When you say develop like it's a talent.
No, I got this little...
I encouraged my diabetes. Go ahead, Chris. Filled out all those Scantrons correctly. God, I missed this. Go ahead, babe.
Jesus Christ.
Listen to the woman.
You know, I got a little virus that made my pancreas stop working. That's why I got diabetes.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
You were never call HIV little. I'm just
so you were never fat?
No. Well, actually, no, I was a fat kid, but that had nothing to do with diabetes.
Well, I think the fat kid leads to filmmaking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, see, I was...
Well, no, absolutely. That's totally fucking true.
I was a fatter kid. I wasn't a fat kid. Nowadays, I'd be a skinny kid, you know? Because, you know, there's kids. Obama's America, am I right?
But you're not like movie skinny. You're just like regular folk skinny.
Me or Chris?
Both of you.
I'm Midwest.
I'm all the skinnies. Oh my god.
I'm Midwestern fit.
Okay.
Chris
that's,
is Balt.
That's an oxymoron, but I'll take it for now.
Chris is Baltimore thin.
Also an oxymoron.
But Chris and I.
Baltimore
are,
white. I'm
Chris
sorry.
Chris and I are New York mediums, and LA fats. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm. That's totally fair. Okay.
LA fats. That's my favorite jazz musician.
Nailed it. Now, pun number one. I should have a little pun. Chris loves puns. He's very good at them.
Chris, how old
are
you?
Why don't you guys just talk for me?
Okay.
I think that'd be way better.
Jen, do you want to talk about Chris?
There are things that I remembered as you were speaking about Chris that made me laugh, but they're not like... What about that time that John made you do that Russian
roulette?
No one
knows who John is.
Sorry, John Bennett was a former guest. Last time we were in Baltimore. And at a show once,
didn't he host Mondo Baltimore?
And didn't he have you do that weird Russian roulette game, but with cookies because you have diabetes?
Yeah,
that's fucking hilarious. I don't care who you are. Please tell people what happened because you're obviously not dead.
Yeah, no, it was a benefit for, I think, Diabetes Research or Diabetes Foundation or something. I don't know.
Wait,
in Baltimore, you guys throw ironic benefits? Because that's awesome. No, I want to move here. I'm not a fan of DC right now. Jen,
do you want to move here or are you going to have to move here?
Oh.
That's a very good question.
You really, you don't have to live here. You really shouldn't make fun of this place. I enjoy this city.
I love it here, man.
You just, really, he's one of those that like.
Are you from here?
Baltimore.
Yeah, hence, raised.
That's good. That's very nice of you. Now, how old are you?
27.
Why are you in a hardcore band?
Why am I in a hardcore band? That's well played. Fuck you, Russell.
The owner of the club laughed audibly at the idea of a man in a hardcore band by choice. Now,
because I really like disappointing my parents.
Well, the filmmaking handles that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just enjoy being a man child. I don't know, dude. Like, a fucking, like, I don't know. I'm still angry about a bunch of shit.
Is it
like,
because you can't actually sing, but you can scream? In which case, I should be
like
in a hardcore band.
Is this a challenge?
Do you want to have a screaming contest?
Let's do it now. Okay.
I can't do this.
I will actually do this.
No, you can do that, but I don't want to scream.
I'm going to scream against you. I was in a garage rock
band. Are we really fucking doing this?
Yeah, stand up.
Yeah, we're really fucking doing this.
You wish.
See, my...
I do wish, you son of a bitch.
Now, Chris, I'll give you a little background on me, and you give me a little background on you.
All right.
The band that changed my life is Nirvana. They're the reason why I do pretty much everything in life. So I started... That's so sad. Oh, my... I realized I listen to Penny Royalty, like, at least 5 times a week as a 12-year-old. That's not right. That song, you're not even actually clear if it's pro-choice or pro-life. There's 40 references to abortion
matter,
on
he's
Nitro.
Dead now.
Anyways,
he's pro anything.
That's the band like that did it for me. So I've always worked on my screaming. I was in bands for years. Now, who is the band that made you decide I have to sing in a hardcore band?
That I had to sing in a hardcore band? I'd say either Minor Threat or Dead Kennedys.
Minor Threat, Dead Kennedys. Okay, so DC bands. Now, do you want to sing? Do you,
we'll let that go.
do you want to sing a line, or do you just want to do a blanket scream?
I can't believe I'm fucking doing this right now. I'll just do a fucking blanket scream.
Okay, you go. Now, how are we doing this in terms of decibel level or length?
Ooh, I want to say decibel level. Length is not.
We can't properly measure decibel level, but we can accurately measure length.
It's two white guys. It's going to be 5.5
penises
all around. I mean, this is nothing exciting about
joke.
Measuring lengths in a penis competition.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Can I actually have musical accompany
nope,
for this?
Nope. It's much better a cappella. I'm a big fan of a cappella music. So.
He loves Carmen Sandiego.
Love.
Cannot get him away from that show. I'm like, she's in San Diego. That's her last name.
Yeah. It's her namesake.
I want Jen to be a part of this, too.
I can't.
She already lost.
Just in life.
Just
no.
By
actually, by not doing this, she wins. Okay, so... Do you want to go first? You want like me
wait,
to?
But we need to be able to time it. I don't know how to use my cell phone.
Wait, are we really doing length?
Yes, we're doing this. Just hurt.
That's like this is ridiculous.
What's up? Oh, by quality. Oh,
we'll
I win.
We'll just
then.
Do audience vote. Audience
okay,
vote.
Audience votes.
All right.
You have the crowd stacked in your favor here.
Oh, am I going first?
Sure.
All right, I'm screaming for as long as I can.
And make it good. Don't make it all bullshit.
I lost my shit! No.
Wow, how suburban of you. Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I'll sing the last line of my wedding song. I'm engaged. Thank you. I'm engaged. I get married June 1st. I'm going to sing.
She's a lucky woman.
She is a lucky woman. Her mother-in-law. Our mother. Oh, my mother-in-law is in town right now. Not this town. Ha ha. Let's fuck, guys. Okay. Yeah, I win.
That's good, man.
Because
really
I can keep going. The song is You Know You're Right by Nirvana, and the line is pain. He just sings pain 14 times in a row. So how does it feel to have someone on stage that's much better at you?
I need more cherries.
I don't know. I was hoping I was going to come and talk about horror movies. But
no, we're going to do that. We're going to get to that.
But this is just more masturbatory.
For me, we're going to get to that.
That's actually why you're
Let's
on the show.
Let's get there now.
One of the cool things about you, unlike me, is you are following through with your dreams in filmmaking, and it's pretty fucking cool. You just raised a decent amount of money on Kickstarter for your next film.
Uh-huh.
Don't laugh about it. I think this is fantastic. What is the name of the film?
Call Girl of Cthulhu.
And you have February 2nd auditions coming up?
Is that it? Yeah.
Correct.
Groundhog's Day, so something shadow, something joke. Go
okay.
Ahead.
So who are you looking for Call Girl of Cthulhu?
Cthulhu. What type of actors?
Yes.
Me. I'm sorry.
Jen really wants to be the lead role.
Can you please just describe, just give him the sentence that is within the ad about the auditions, and then Brandon, you tell him, just the sentence, don't add to it, just tell him the sentence, and Brandon, you tell them and us and the world, everybody.
It's almost the name of the show.
If it sounds like me.
Okay, go ahead.
Tell him. You don't even remember it. It's your own goddamn movie. Does anybody have Craigslist on their phone?
Okay, so what's the premise of the film?
Okay, so a virginal artist falls in love with an escort that's destined to be the bride of an alien god.
Obviously. Did you guys? I got that from the title as well.
Is there nudity involved?
So much.
There's boobs.
Just boobs.
No, there's some
maybe
asses
a butt.
Too.
Just asses. None of the good
DNA.
Stuff.
DNA.
None of the front good.
You mean a vagina?
Yes.
That's not good. I mean, I
we're
have one.
Different
and I'm
people.
Like, no, mine's really great looking. I'm just saying, in general, I'm not like, oh, what Georgia O'Keeffe.
So this is your third film.
No, this is my seventh.
Seventh
oh my
film?
God.
I only have three on the list.
I couldn't remember the
I am so
one.
Sorry. You have seven films.
How could
Let's
I
go through them. Number one.
Okay, so when I was in college, I made a film called Dead Teenagers. Then I made a movie called Book of Lore. Then I made a movie called Grave Mistakes. Then I made a movie called President's Day.
That's the one I have on my list.
Then I made a movie called Witch's Brew.
Got that one.
Currently editing a movie called WNUF Halloween Special. And
don't
then
have
Call
that.
Girl will be
that
the
one.
Last.
So in theory, you have five finished films.
Correct.
So I'm 40% correct. Correct.
I didn't know about the other ones because that was pre-gen. Well, they were all pre-gen, but I don't know.
What's the goal? Why are you in Baltimore making films?
Because I like telling stories.
But not somewhere else, I guess.
Yeah,
is
Baltimore good for film? For filmmakers, I should say.
I think it's what you make it. I don't know, man. Like, I'm not like...
People seem to love you here. When I asked people who should be on the show, your name came up from every single person I asked.
He's very well-liked.
I don't. There are five white people. What do you want me to say? Like, they're all white and
he
they're five.
He asked me five times.
I asked her. I asked former guests. I asked some very funny people from Chuckle Storm, and they all said you. So
no pressure, Chris.
Why are you so great? Why does everybody love you? What do I need?
I don't know. You guys should just keep answering these questions for me.
I'm sorry. Have you seen this?
I thought my Chuckle Storm interview was bad. This is fucking horrible.
No, it's not. You're doing wonderful.
I'm just saying. No, keep talking, guys. I'm loving hearing you make jokes.
Well, I do want to know why you wouldn't want to move to Los Angeles or New York.
Okay, so why do I like living in Baltimore? Or why don't I move to L.A. or New York to make movies? Because if I did the same thing I did in L.A. or New York, I couldn't afford to do it in cheap fashion.
Okay.
And the way the entertainment industry is changing... to make movies, to make Mike Bruggett horror films. This is not funny, so you guys should probably interject jokes.
We don't need to be funny all the
okay.
time.
So basically, why would I move to L.A.? What would be the benefit? Let me ask that.
I guess to go to another level and bring it to the next level, whatever that may be. I sound like a fucking gamer from the
90s. But what's the next
90s?
Level? But I'm not sure. Like,
I don't know.
Understand.
It's the
like,
we need to find a warp tunnel. sorry, those Super Mario Brothers reference. I hate myself. I guess you do distribute it fairly well. You just got some distribution. Like I see you posting things on Facebook about
which
picking
Brew,
up your movie.
Which is Brew got into FYE. Which
and you
is
get
cool.
into festivals too.
Yeah, we played a bunch of festivals.
You're doing well.
Yeah,
we're not insinuating that you're not doing well. I was just wondering. I mean, I've watched your movies, even though I couldn't name four of them. Sorry. And you're just immensely talented. And I just wondered why you wouldn't want it to be a little bit like. I mean, do you end up, after you raise money for this Kickstarter, do you make money from these films? Or is it purely your blood, sweat?
I mean, distributors make money. I don't make money.
So you
I mean,
never,
like, these
you've
films,
never...
Theoretically, these movies make money to someone.
Do you pay yourself out from the Kickstarter fund, or is that a
no,
little...
Fuck,
how's that
no,
work?
I would never do that. I want the money that I don't pull on the screen.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, thanks.
That's very, very honorable and sadly very rare. So thank you. yeah. No, I think it's very, very rare to do that. And... more power to you. Now let's talk about your dick. I need you to pick a number between 32 and 36.
28.
32 and 36. And that is why you're in Baltimore.
32 and 36. I don't know, 35.
There you go. This is from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stack, PhD, a truly awful book. Feel free to lie. Mm-hmm. If you learned that a 50-year-old woman was engaged to be married to a man of 21... what would your first reaction be? How would you feel differently if the how would you feel differently if the ages were reversed so the woman was 21 and the man was 50?
I'm saying my first reaction?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you just say it one more time? I'm sorry. I started thinking about Jen.
Wait. Why?
Because she's right
because
next to me.
Because I'm sleeping with a
stunning.
I'm sleeping with a 19-year-old and I'm 32.
But wait, for the listener at home.
No, good for her.
For the listener at home, Chris, is Jen attractive?
Yeah, absolutely.
The end. It's Thank by you. Choice.
Absolutely.
If you learned that a 50-year-old woman was engaged to be married to a man of 21, what would be your first reaction? How would you feel differently if the ages were reversed so that the woman was 21 and the man was
15? Well, I mean, my immediate thought, I think about Harold and Maude, and I would think it was fine.
Good one.
Are you single?
Yeah.
Okay. That's really neat.
You're really neat.
He's thanks, obnoxiously man. I appreciate single.
That. Good luck.
Thanks.
Godspeed. Are you a fan of Twin Peaks?
I mean, I've seen a couple episodes. I'm not a huge fan.
So you're never going to make a really talented film. Okay, so...
Oh, no.
Seriously, you got to watch the catalog. I mean...
It's on Hulu now and probably Netflix and all the things.
It is on Hulu. Thank you so much
webs.
For doing this
thanks,
in all
man.
Honesty.
Thanks,
plug. One last plug. Plug. You got a plug?
When will this come out? This will come out before February 2nd, right?
Yes, it will.
There you go. Plug
oh, yeah,
the
cool.
Audition.
Sweet. Cool. Thanks, guys.
All right. I'll plug it.
Thank you, Chris. Very good. Very
that
good.
Went well. Is that another
coming to stage is a very funny man. I'm excited to have him here. I asked him to be here in June, and I'm finally glad he can make it. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very funny Mr. Mike Moran, everybody. Mike, the stage is yours.
Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. They say when pizza's on a bagel, that you can have pizza anytime. But try telling that to the other pallbearers at my grandmother's funeral. Wind up space, make some noise if you love you, yourself, and everybody. Make some noise if you love yourself. Make some noise if you're afraid to love because you had a bad experience or you trusted someone with your emotions and now you're a shell of a human that can feel neither joy nor pain. All right. What's going on? That was my Marvin Gaye. Do you guys know Marvin Gaye actually changed the spelling of his name when he got famous? This is true. It was spelled G-A-Y and he added an E on the end because he didn't want people to think he's gay. Isn't that ridiculous? Are people really going to judge you by what your last name sounds? Like, my last name is Moran, which is just one letter away from moron. But I don't think that that's going to make people think that I'm gay. Just to let you guys know, what I do has been labeled as alternative comedy. Which means that if you don't laugh, it's not because I'm not funny. It's because you're not intelligent. Wind up space. You know what word isn't nearly as tasty as it sounds? Crematorium. You want to disappoint a five-year-old real quick, promise him a trip to the crematorium. I made that mistake with my little nephew. Told him we were going to meet grandma there. I doubt he'll ever eat dairy again. It doesn't help that the urn sizes are like it, love it, and gotta have it. You think about it, the word cold stone sounds more like a place for dead people than a crematorium. What is this ice cream death connection? Death by chocolate's a really cute name for a flavor until you consider how many thousands of people die every year from type 2 diabetes. Death by chocolate, put that on my cold stone. So I'm actually, I live right down the street here in a little neighborhood called Remington. Anybody familiar with Remington? Yeah, it's weird. It's unlike any other neighborhood in Baltimore City, really. It's like this tough, white, kind of redneck community just crammed in to Baltimore City. It's not the best neighborhood. They actually, they put up a street mural recently. That's never a good sign, is it? The more inspiring the street mural, the sketchier the neighborhood, right? But it's weird because it's like this redneck community. Like, give you an example. Last summer, I saw this kid almost get beaten up because he said he liked the Yankees. And apparently everybody else in the neighborhood still supports the Confederacy. And also I noticed that the local diner, they all sweeten their coffee with separate but equal. Speaking of which, everybody have a good Martin Luther King Day this week. Did you remember to set your clocks back? I do like Martin Luther King Day. That's something I can definitely get behind. You know, you think about it, really, like, okay, Empire Strikes Back, Terminator 2, Martin Luther King Jr., the only good sequels ever made. But I can get, there's some holiday, like, Martin Luther King Day is a good celebration of, like, a minority people in America. Like, some holidays I can't get behind, like, St. Patrick's Day? Like, really, that's all we can celebrate for Irish people is alcoholism? We all get drunk You know, it's offensive. Like, you're supposed to celebrate the positive aspects of something in a holiday. Like, could you imagine if, like, on Martin Luther King Day, we all cheat on our wives while the FBI listens in? J. Edgar Hoover's jerking off in a dress, you know? Or, like, if on Veterans Day we push each other around in wheelchairs and wake up screaming in the middle of the night. Yeah, you're supposed to celebrate the positive, you know? Like, could you imagine if on Columbus Day we did, like, a treasure hunt where you find stuff that already belongs to somebody else, you know? Like, ooh, I discovered some candy. That's my candy. Yeah, but I got a gun. Here's a blanket, though. I mean, people act like Thanksgiving is offensive to Native Americans, but you think about it, that's the one day a year that everybody eats in. No one's making reservations. So I've been watching a lot of these reality shows with the like the toddlers in tiaras and stuff, and everybody's so offended. You know, they put all this makeup on. Oh, what are they doing to these kids? They put all this makeup and dresses on them. And it's like, I had cosmetic surgery when I was a little kid. I was circumcised. Mike tried to help me out on that one, didn't work. But don't you guys think it's like a little weird how everybody's circumcised? Like, pretty much everybody, every guy I know is circumcised. It's such a, like, brutal act, but we still do it. Like, even non-religious people. And the reason is always like, well, it's easier to clean. Like that's a good excuse, you know? You can't just go around mutilating babies to make bath time a little more convenient. You know what I mean? Hey, you know, it'll make the wiping his butt easier if we got rid of those cheeks. I bet dental care would be much easier if we took out that tongue. You know, if we snipped those testes, he probably wouldn't have to shave when he's older. I went to the dentist recently for the first time in a long time, and she told me I had brushing wrong. She made me show her how I was brushing, and she said I was doing it wrong, and she showed me the right way, which is kind of embarrassing at 31 years of age. You know, I thought that was something that I knew how to do pretty well. I thought I put in my 10,000 outlier hours. You know, I thought I was kind of an expert at brushing. And, you know, it made me think, like, what other basic hygienic practices have I been getting wrong this whole time? You know, like, what if I'm at the proctologist and he's like, you know, Mike, this is a silly question. I almost feel stupid asking, but you haven't been wadding up sheets of toilet paper and cleaning out your butthole with them, have you? Oh, buddy, no wonder crap's been coming out of that thing. Or maybe if I go to the urologist and he's all like, Mike, you're masturbating with the wrong type of parakeet. I was thinking about this. I wait tables during the day, and I was thinking, like, you know, You know how sometimes your waiter will kind of include themselves? They'll be like, ooh, how are we doing? Do we need some water? You know, like they'll refer to everybody as we. And I was thinking I'd like to try that out for myself, but I'm scared I get, like, stuck in an existential crisis, you know? Like, ooh, how are we doing? Actually, we didn't really like these mozzarella sticks. What do we mean we didn't like the mozzarella sticks? We feel that we liked the mozzarella sticks. How can we both like something and not like something at the same time? Are we going mad? Maybe we should kill for Jesus. All right. You're not that wonderful either, honestly. All right, before I leave, I'm just going to give you a little bit of advice. If the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup, you may have clinical depression. Thank you, everybody.
Mike Moran, everybody. Mike, sit down. Mike, sit down. Mike, sit down. Bring the mic. You need the mic.
Should I sit down?
Sit down, please.
Mike with the mic.
Mike sit down.
With the mic. Yeah, sit down for a quick second.
Sit down?
Yeah, sit down.
Mm-hmm.
You're funny, man.
Thank you, I know.
How long are we doing this?
I appreciate that.
3 years.
Why did you start at 28?
Good math.
You are good at
math. Because I wanted to die.
Usually people start stand-up and then want to die.
Right. No, I spent my 20s, like, kind of getting myself together and going to school and, like, you know.
What was your degree in?
I don't have one.
Okay.
I have an associate's in general studies and a whole bunch of extra English credits.
I know that. I went on that path as well.
In a way, that's the perfect makeup to be a very good comic. You're interested in everything.
Did you know a lot of comics when you started? Because I know that I started late because I finally met an actual stand-up comic who was willing to not just give me a nudge, not necessarily like, here's what you should do, here's your outline, but just
right.
I knew somebody. Before, it just seemed like this impossibly far away thing that I had no concept of. And I guess a lot of people start without that, but I'm kind of a lazy, ambitionless
So I guess the question is,
did you know somebody?
Did you know?
Is that what happened?
No.
Cool. What
you're bad at improv tonight, Mike Morant.
Actually, I started with improv, and that's how I got into stand-up comedy.
When did you start doing improv?
When I was 28.
Oh.
That was a good year for you. That was your big
No, that was a horrible year for me. That's why I started doing
this
stuff.
Well, that's why I assume when you said horrible, you were talking about the improv.
Do you still
do
that?
No. That was the one good thing in my life at the time.
Improv?
Yeah, that was kind of like, you know, I hate my life, I don't know what I'm doing, and then I took improv, and I'm like, hey, I might actually be good at one thing, just a little bit.
Do you still do improv?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm still with the
Baltimore
Improv
Group. It was big, right?
Mm-hmm. Really?
I forgot that part. Oh, this wasn't my job, though.
Yeah, because that's kind of rare, right? Most people that do stand-up don't do improv and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Do you find
But I'd say there's more of a correlation than in any other profession.
Oh. Yes.
Well, sure, but
yes.
They're so different because obviously with improv you have to be selfless, and with stand-up comedy you get to be selfish, which is my favorite thing, I think.
Yeah.
I find it very – when they told me – I tried to do improv, and they're like, you have to give the joke away, and I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. That's why I read Buddhist literature before I do improv, and I read Nietzsche before I do stand-up.
You son of a bitch.
You're well-read.
Thank you.
Let's end this interview with a question from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex. You want 34 or 36?
What?
34. Or 36. What number would you like?
Ooh, let me think about this one.
Please don't.
You should do 36 is divisible by 3.
30. I don't know.
You feel.
3. Let's do 34.
There you go.
No, 36. 36. That's me in the bedroom, huh?
Hey.
Because it's like my penis
don't
going.
Nudge. If you nudge me, everyone's going to talk.
I doubt that.
I'm going to. Know what that means. Would you rather have a strikingly attractive spouse who disappointed in bed, or a plain-looking one who is fantastic in bed?
Hmm. B.
Yeah.
Plugs.
Show's coming up.
B plugs, like butt plugs. Yes. Please.
You're pro sex. Sex positive, Mike.
I'll take mine extra spicy.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
If available.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very funny Mr. Mike Moran, everybody.
Thank you.
Coming to the stage is a guy that's really good at fucking. Please put your hands together for Sean Joy. Sean, get up here. I have questions about sex. I need you to answer them. Sean, sit down, please. Sean, you're good at fucking. Why is that?
I try hard.
That's the thing. You try hard and you die hard. Kanye West. Going on. Forward. Okay. Moving forward. You have a girlfriend.
That's correct.
Does that make you less good at fucking?
No, my girlfriend inspires me to be more good at fucking.
That's rare. You've been together a year at this point.
Yeah.
Why do you still care?
Well, because she was out of my league, way out of my league to begin with.
Yeah, and you brought her down or you elevated yourself?
You brought
a little
down.
Bit of both, yeah. Both.
That's good.
Now you're both in the middle.
But I'm still not totally comfortable.
What is the one thing that you could be doing better to fuck better?
Well, I'm not super athletic.
Okay.
You know? So I wish I could do like some more athletic type of like
more pole vaulting,
holding up,
rings.
You know, just you know, vigorous fucking for hours.
That's
you know?
True.
I can only my abs can only fuck for so long.
What's the average fuck time?
I don't know. I find it really hard to keep track of time.
Do
actually,
you mean
during sex.
Are we saying like hours stop start or just one sesh?
There you go. That's a
we'll
good question.
We'll say one. Let's say like one from beginning to end.
Yes.
And I think I wonder that sometimes. How long does it go? And sometimes, you know, I'll take a peek at the clock, you know, but it's rare when I think before and by the time I'm still interested in the time.
So
by
that's
the
some
end.
Good advice. Live in the moment.
I forget
this
one
isn't
or the
football.
Other.
This is baseball. We have innings to play. There's no clock on the wall. Don't worry about it.
Sometimes it feels like it could have gone on a little longer. Sometimes it feels like it went on
but you
too
know,
long.
But you know that women, we really don't want it to go on. Like
I
our,
do know
our
that.
Vaginas are like, hey, this
know,
just in.
Yes, I know all about
we're
the too
tired.
Long sex. Yes, I do.
Okay. What a great problem to have. Okay, now.
No, it's not a good problem to have. You don't want it too long sex. You're better off short to medium sex than way too long sex.
And it's, I think Star Stop is better as well, because then it's you can stretch the
That's
whole.
That's fun, too. I agree with that.
All right, cool.
You're learning things.
Intervals.
You're a Washington, D.C. comic, so I know you as good at fucking in Washington, D.C. Is there anything that's going on in Washington, D.C. in terms of fucking that you think Baltimore might be interested in?
That's hard to say. I don't know how Baltimore fucks.
Now, why is that?
Dirty.
What's
I never
your problem?
Fucked anybody from Baltimore.
Why not? Why do you hate people from Baltimore?
I don't hate. I just never end up here.
You're known around D.C. as a guy that likes to fuck.
That's
and you're
correct.
Very good at it.
Yes.
And now you come to different cities and you're like, oh, now I'm against fucking? What's the problem?
No, I do fuck when I go to other cities.
That's good.
But it just happens to be that Baltimore is not a city that I go to that often.
Why not?
It's just by chance.
Do you like Baltimore?
Baltimore, yeah.
It's pretty
nice.
Cool.
It's a charm city.
Yeah. Charming, huh?
I do like Baltimore.
One tip for
I wouldn't have talked all that shit on Baltimore that you talked earlier.
I didn't talk any shit. That guy just made fun of me, and
okay.
I'm insecure.
Yeah.
That's all it is. He's
back.
Making films. I want to be making films. He's making fun of me.
That's fair enough.
I like Baltimore.
I know. I understand that sentiment.
We See? Hurt people hurt people.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly
that's
right.
That's true.
That's what happens.
Oh, that's sad. Mm-hmm. Speaking of hurting, have you hurt your dick ever?
No, I've never hurt my... No. I mean, I got a little...
Have you hurt somebody else? No, okay.
No, never too bad of a hurt. I mean, I think maybe in my early days when you get into a lot of making out and grinding.
Yeah.
You know, that I think I've probably hurt my dick then, but that was a long time ago.
When was the last time you hurt your dick because of grinding in jeans?
Probably like, I don't know, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, something like that.
Do you know any 30-year-olds that hurt their dicks grinding in jeans? Because I want to meet that person.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you. Yeah, okay.
No, I just want to be best friends with that person.
I don't. It's not a question I ask a lot.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Time for you to answer stupid questions from the book. Number 34. How long do you think you could tolerate spending virtually every minute of every day with your partner? Assume you would work together, eat together, play together, and sleep together. Which one of your needs more time apart?
That's two different questions, right?
There's like four. How long do you think you could tolerate being with your partner all the time?
I think I could do maybe 2 weeks.
That's good.
Non-stop for 2 weeks?
You sleep.
Obviously, I know, but no.
What if you had, maybe you should get a night job or something like that. That way she doesn't see you. There you go.
She's super hot. I can
Well, I've seen her.
It.
She's really hot.
1 to 10,
hot.
What do you give her?
On a scale of 9 to 11.
What do you give you 1 to 10?
9 to 11.
I give myself a
Where's Nathan?
7.5.
You're very generous.
But I'm good at fucking.
There you go.
That's how I make up for it.
There you go. If you inherited $100,000, would you expect to have more say than your spouse about it, how it used money? What if your spouse inherited the money?
I mean, I'd have to use, like, psychological tactics, probably. I mean, I'd start off by saying, you know, it can be whatever you want. But I'd use subtle methods to slowly twist it into what I wanted.
What do you want out of it?
What do I want out of the money?
Yeah.
I don't know, security, man, just feeling good.
I thought it'd be like iPods and like...
No, I'm not into that shit, man. Just, I like...
Security?
I like fucking, I like feeling comfortable.
So you want like a townhouse and a decent bed?
I just want a nice, a roof over my head, and then pure fucking. That's all I want.
If you wanted to have sex and your partner didn't, would you rather have your partner rebuff your advances or go through the motions for your benefit?
Go through the motions! Everyone should go through the motions. If your partner wants to have sex, go through the motions. Halfway through, you'll be right in the motions. No. You'll be ready to go. Everyone should do that.
What if your partner...
You ever run into that?
It's kind of rapey, isn't it?
No, it's not rapey. You ask them. They agree to it. They don't want to do it.
So they're just like doing that thing where they're rolling their eyes
eyes. And then you start fucking them for a couple of minutes, and then the eye rolling turns into real eye rolling. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you.
You know what I'm talking about.
Well, that was horrible. So,
disagree.
That's a horrible, horrible sentiment. People could find you where?
You can find
in
me
in jail, I think.
You can find me on the internet. You just type
the
in the
dumbest fucking name of a show. Go
the
ahead.
The fucking corner is the dumbest name?
No, the fucking corner is a good name.
Oh yeah, just type the fucking corner into Google.
This is a real thing, Jen.
I just mouthed it. Is this a thing?
This is a real thing. Type the fucking corner into Google. There's some videos. We'll get into some real sex.
Even
some real sex talk.
Even the corner is like the rapiest part of the room.
Yeah.
The corner.
Check out the fucking corner.
That Baltimore show.
Check out the rapey corner of the room, guys.
It's
the fucking corner.
That's the Blair Witch.
It's going to help you.
More Baltimore.
It's going to help you do it just right for your partner.
That's very good. Thank you, Sean.
It's important.
Thank you.
Put your hands together for Sean Joyce, everybody. I'll take the mic. Good job. Coming to the stage is my favorite comic in D.C., and he's funny. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. For the very funny Mr. Adam.
Woo!
Friedland. Here we go, everybody. Adam Friedland.
Hey. Hi. Hey. How's it going? Hey. How's everyone in the house doing tonight? Hey. Hey, let me hear you in the house. How's everyone doing in the house? All right. Great to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm really glad to be here in Baltimore, Maryland. It's a really nice place. You got a great place. You got Inner Harbor. You got Dave & Buster's. You got all the great stuff that American City needs. So let me tell you, is anyone married in the house tonight? Yeah, let me hear. You married? Let me hear you. Oh, man, don't get married. Goddamn, don't get married. Goddamn. Marriage is stupid. Marriage is so stupid. Goddamn. Hey, has anyone in the house ever been married to a stupid person? Goddamn. My wife is so stupid. Goddamn. Has anyone in the house ever come home and seen their wife eating poo-poo and lifting weights? God damn, marriage is so stupid. God damn. God damn. Right. All right. Yeah. That's work it on out. How you doing, Baltimore? Nice. Does anyone in the house have kids? God damn, don't have kids. Kids are stupid, man. Kids are so stupid. Has anyone ever seen a stupid kid before? Yeah. God damn. Has anyone in the house ever walked in on their kid jacking off to the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer? And I'm like, Denzel, what are you doing? Okay? What are you doing? God damn. Jerk off to something normal, like Mrs. Doubtfire, right? God damn. And do y'all know, does anyone in the house know what happened to that lady that played Mrs. Doubtfire? God damn, she was so talented. Hollywood is so sexist. God damn. Are there any fellas in the house tonight?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, that's right. God damn. Any fellas, you know, if you're a fella, there's one thing that you have got to have, right? God damn. And that is the pussy. Am I right? Everywhere I go, I'm like, let me have it. God damn. And where my ladies at tonight? God damn. Now, if you're a lady, there is one thing that you have got to have, and that is dicks. Now, ladies, has anyone in the house ever met a man that's a shower, not a grower? Have you ever met a man with a dick that's 8 inches flaccid, 3 inches hard? God damn. Thank you very much. My name's Adam Friedland. Thanks a lot.
Friedland! Yeah, let's do it really quick.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Adam, you're a very talented comic. Who is one of your inspirational role models?
Well, I take it from the greats. You know, Dennis Miller, Robin, what's his
Williams.
Last name?
Williams.
Williams. I was going to say thick.
Well, I call him Robin Williams.
Got it.
You know, there are other comics out there. Dennis Miller.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. For the listener at home, how would you describe your fashion sense?
I'm wearing a mustard coat right now that I got at the old Valleyville.
Valley Village, yeah.
$5.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Got any plugs?
I want to plug Funny Moms. It's the comedy revolution of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Twice a month, the Wonderland Ballroom hosts one of the greatest shows that has ever happened.
Todd Glass almost showed up last
Todd
night.
Glass.
He did.
He almost showed up.
Was almost there.
Yeah.
And, he was adjacent. That's just as good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love you.
I want to plug Cool Cow Comedy at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. On Thursday, I'm going to be doing a guest spot. I think I have about 35 seconds to perform.
Yeah.
But I'm paying my dues. Getting down, getting my mouth nice and wet, and letting the cold, hard cock of comedy enter it. This is how all the comics started, from my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adam Freeland, everybody, put the mic.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Can we get the band up here?
I love Baltimore. I love the city of Baltimore.
Thank you, Adam.
You know what the star of The Wire is? City of Baltimore. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon we're ready. We are Vida the kind of from Baltimore and other places.
You're everything I want, you're everything I need. You are every little piece that completes. Now it is time for you to swim just like a little fish. That cool water's gonna soothe your skin. I will keep you warm when you're shivering in the wind. You were everything I wanted, everything coveted, tuned to good. Now you're rotting like an old fish, sitting out in open in the sun too long, too long. And I will keep you warm when you're shivering in the wind, the wind. And I won't keep you around that hovering. Gets to us. Home, 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 home. And I will keep you are warm when you're shivering in the wind, the wind. And I won't keep you around that hovering gets to us.
Next one is a sing-along.
E-ya, 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 oh, 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 oh. E-ya, 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 oh, 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 oh. E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-O, oh, 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 oh. E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E
my darling had a farm. Do not go in, you'll lose an arm. Oh, my darling had a dream. He only wants to make you E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-O. Oh, my darling, on a bench, then he beat me with a wrench. If I die before you wake, I'll be dancing on your E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-O. Oh, 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 oh. Your fear now, the animals can't smell your fear now. Don't take a lot, take me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
And we are Viva Done. Our shit's on the iTunes and all them. Spotify's, Amazon. Gas tank. Oh, 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 the river is on fire, 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 fire. Salt in the wound. Oh, 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 oh. Now the bone's sticking through, 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 through. Thank you, Radhita.